Jeremiah chapter 31. And our text is found in verse 21. It is a small part of this text in Jeremiah 31 and verse 21. The Lord says this, "Set thine heart toward the highway." Set thine heart toward the highway. That's what I want us to think about this morning. Let me give you a context here of what this is talking about. You see, if you were to read the whole of this chapter or even the whole of the prophecy of Jeremiah, you will see that the children of Israel were captured by that nation of the Empire of Babylon. It was part of the judgment of God on their sins and apostasy. The reason they were there was because they had rejected the Lord. They had done their own thing. They said, "We don't want the Lord." And so they were in this very sad state. Yet God had given them a promise. Through the prophet Jeremiah, they were being moved. God was saying, "I'm going to open a way for you." They were being encouraged that they will return to their own land. They will return in the same way that they arrived there. They will return. And among other things, God says to them this, "Set thine heart." On the basis of this now, set thine heart toward the highway. That is, you go back the same way. There was a highway. Now, the highway is the thoroughfare. It is the main road, we could say. It is the main path that everybody could use. It's the main road that everyone has access to. And there was a highway. There was a way from Babylon to Zion, to Israel. And this, the Lord is teaching them a lesson and teaching us a lesson. There's a wonderful news in this for these people who were in captivity, who were miserable people, who were, maybe they had doubts and fears and all kinds of things, and they were thinking to themselves, "What have we done? The reason we are here is because of our own doing." And so God was saying to them, there is a highway all the way back. There's a way back. There's a highway, the Lord is saying. And here, the lesson is this for us. And I want to take this up, that there is a highway from earth to heaven. From earth to heaven. And I want to point your attention to this. All of us, the Bible speaks to us not just as flesh and blood. The world would only treat you as flesh and blood and maybe your mind. That's all there is to it, people would say. No, but the Bible says that you're a spiritual being. And that's why your attention this morning should not be on other things, on other ideas, on other things that you might be doing, but on your soul. You're not an animal. You are made in the image of God. You have a soul. And even if you gain the whole world, and there are people who are after lottery and after bingo and all kinds of things, they would go after their business, they would go after their homes, they would go after their land and all of these kinds of things, and they think that's going to gain them something. Dear friends, that's not what you were made for, ultimately. Those things will perish. You've been made in the image of God and you have a soul. And that soul, the Bible speaks about naturally, it is spiritually in captivity. As if you are in Babylon. And the Bible uses the nations, especially Babylon and Egypt, and here in Babylon, to describe the world. It describes Satan's domain. And this is the place that we are. The whole world, the Bible says, lies in wickedness. And so the headlines, are they good things? Are they worthy things? Even the world is highlighting, this is a bad world we are living in. There are all these worries and concerns about wars and rumors of wars. There's always a constant fear. You're set on edge all the time. So this is a message for you who are seeking to be set free. This morning, are there people here that God has touched? And you actually see these things now. Before you didn't see them, maybe, but now you see them. Now you see that I need to be rescued from this. I need to be rescued and I need to escape from my own sin and the condemnation that you are in because of sin. Praise God that God gives us a word here. There is a way back. There is a highway of God. We sing in that whole old hymn, don't we? There's a way back to God from the dark paths of sin. There's a door that is open and you may go in. At Calvary's cross is where you begin, when you come as a sinner to Jesus. And so that's what I want you to say. Go to Calvary. Go to the cross. That's where you are going to begin this greatest journey of your soul. And there are a number of things I want to say as we think about this subject on the highway to heaven. First, I want you to notice that Jesus Christ is the highway. Jesus Christ is the highway. Here we are told this: set thine heart toward the highway. You begin to go that direction. And the scripture makes it very clear that to get to heaven, as they were wanting to get back to Zion, which is a picture of heaven, they must set their face towards it. And they were not just their face, but their heart should be set towards it. It means that their heart wasn't set towards it before. They were not thinking like that. And naturally, we won't be thinking like that. And that's why we need to come and hear the word of God. We need to be reading our Bibles. And because then you keep realigning, you keep going back to the basics. And the Lord says to us, this is the way. This is the way. This is the compass. And it's showing you which way you ought to go. So if you neglect the word of God, if you neglect going to a place where the word of God is faithfully preached. Oh yeah, you can go to places that they'll talk all kinds of things. You'll be made to laugh. You'll sing words that you can repeat again and again and again and again. Words that have very little meaning. It's just basically a love song, but put the name of Jesus or God in it. And repeated it many, many times. Many of us have been in those places before. But my friends, that's not what we are about. We are called to go to a place where the word of God is faithfully preached and people are set to look to Christ, look to the way to heaven. Not so that you can have a happy ride in this world. The only path of escape for these people was the highway. And spiritually speaking, the only path of escape for us is Jesus Christ, our highway. He said to the disciples, when they were filled with fear and doubts, and Thomas was asking, well, how can we know the way? The Lord Jesus Christ said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. So if you go any other way, it won't get you to your destination, which is you hope to be in heaven. And people have some ideas. You talk to some individuals and they say, well, after you die, you just go to heaven. They haven't thought it through. Well, on what basis? And Jesus says, I am the way to the Father, the way to eternal life is through me only, not through rituals, not even through the church. But through me, the highway that is Jesus. Now, this is the way that just suits sinners. It's the best of ways that suits you. You have been in situations where it's been very cramped, very uncomfortable, and you say to yourself, this doesn't suit me. You have put some clothes on and it doesn't fit. Well, this is one that does fit. The Lord Jesus Christ. It is the only way that will suit sinners. And if you know yourself to be a sinner this morning, then there is a way that suits you. The right way for you. What is it? Why do I say it suits sinners? It suits them because it is a way in which we can get rid of sin and the guilt of sin. And as soon as we start on this way, we get rid of all kinds of things. So you might be feeling guilty this morning. This way says to you, the guilt of sin from the conscience will be dealt with. The power of sin from your heart will be dealt with. The practice of sin in your life will be dealt with. The punishment of sin that is ahead of us, it will be dealt with. So seek Jesus Christ, who is the highway to getting rid of sin, because he is the person who has been punished for our sins. That's the key thing. He was punished. That's why the Christian, we glory in the cross of Jesus Christ. We remember what Jesus Christ did, and that work is finished now. He's not no longer on the cross. So we love the one who went to the cross, but now has risen indeed. And the Lord is saying to you, set your heart toward Jesus. Set your heart toward the highway. It's the way also which we find provision made for the entire journey. My friends, we are not prepared for this journey to heaven by ourselves. You go somewhere, some of us are always late in preparing things. Some of us don't prepare anything. And some of us prepare too much to go somewhere. But this is the way. You can't prepare for it yourself. It must be prepared for you. And the provisions are provided by the same person who saves us, Jesus Christ. It's a provision for this entire journey. So you don't have to worry. Can I keep these things? Will I get there? Really? Think about that godly man Joseph in the book of Genesis. He said this in reference to his brothers. His brothers were to go away. And when they had come to him for food, if you remember that story. And the brothers didn't know that he was the lost Joseph. And as they were leaving one time, he said to his servants, he said this, give them provision for the way. Give them provision for the way. That's an amazing thing. That's like our Lord Jesus Christ. He gives us provision for the way. Jesus does the same thing for all those of his children. Those young people, those boys and girls, those adults who seek to go to heaven by him, he makes provision for us every day. So what he does, you might feel very weak, and you sometimes wonder, how can Christians continue? And you Christians, when you are filled with doubts and fears and you feel your weaknesses, what does the Lord say to you? My grace is what? Sufficient for thee. For you personally. Not just for you in general. It's not like the mother's basket of food that you can only have one sandwich, no more. And when it's gone, it's gone. That's it. No, the Lord says there is enough for every day. There's enough for every day. As much as you need, I will provide for you. That's why the Christian continues on. They might be limping. They might be hopping. They might be running. They may be walking. Yet, they are going forward by the grace of God. The Lord is sustaining them. You find the strength for each day. You find wisdom for each day. You find comfort and courage for each day. God gives you spiritual bread, bread of life. He gives you water of salvation. So no one needs to faint, by the way. No one needs to fail reaching the end. So all who set their heart to this highway and all who are on the highway of the Lord Jesus Christ, they will arrive. They will arrive. God doesn't say to us to get on there and then he'll just say, well, now it's all up to you. No. If it was in any way up to us, no one would reach the end. So if there was a chance for you to, if you are a child of God, if there was any chance that a born-again Christian could fail and not reach heaven, they would. They would. But the issue is that it has nothing to do with you. It has everything to do with Jesus Christ. He will provide. When you lack help, He provides. There is provision made for us from the first step out of the state of sin's guilt until we step into heaven. And so those who are on this highway have also security of safe arrival. Job, he thought about this, that great man of God in the Bible, and he says in Job 17 and verse 9, the righteous shall hold on his way. The righteous, those who've been pardoned and God has made them righteous in his sight, they are going to hold on his way. You see, on this way, there is not going to be any funerals. No one is going to die on this highway of Jesus Christ. No one is going to fall away from this. There will be no bones or no sick people found on this highway of God. You see, maybe coming down the road to the chapel here, sometimes you see dead animals on the way. And I remember as a child going my father's car in Iran, going long journeys, and you see dead cows, dead donkeys, and all sorts of things all around. And as children, obviously, these are big animals, and we were fascinated by them. How did they die at the side of the road? We could never work out. But my friends, on this road, there are not going to be any dead bones, because everyone who is on it is sustained and kept and reaches the end safely. There is security. If that wasn't the case, it means that God could not keep them, that his power was limited. But he gives his people his Holy Spirit, and the Holy Spirit sustains them and blesses them. So what ought we to do? Set your heart by faith on Jesus, who will save you and lead you in your life. Even here, Jeremiah, God promises to Jeremiah that there is going to be coming a time that God is going to give them a new heart. God is going to place within them his soul, that he puts within them this covenant, what we call the covenant of his grace. If you go further down, and he says, there is not going to be people who will come and say, well, know the Lord. You need to know the Lord. But my people will know me. They will know me. I've given them a new heart. And I've given them a new soul. And so you read about this in verses 31 to 34. This is a covenant that cannot be broken. So my friends, on this road, no one will perish, because Jesus Christ sustains you. That's the wonderful good news of the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ is this blessed way where we get rid of all sin and its consequences, where we get this title to heaven, where we find provision for our journey until we arrive, as we were singing, at the Mount of Zion, the Mount of Heaven. Lord, dear friends, are you seeking? Are you seeking to have your sins forgiven? Are you still longing for it and not sure about it? Are you wanting to escape from your life that you are in right now? Set your heart, as it says here, towards the highway. Set your heart towards Jesus Christ. And this way, a child can set their heart on. It's a simple way. Not a simplistic way, but a simple way. So the simplest mind cannot mistake it. It is only belief, only trust. Trust in Jesus Christ alone. Go on in life wholly depending on Jesus Christ, and you shall be saved. This is a way that is not just simple way, but it is well used. It is well walked way. Because from the old days, from the time of the Bible talks about the righteous Abel until now, many, many millions of pilgrims have walked on this way. Millions have proved it to be the right way. It's the safe way. It is the certain way. So when people say, well, until I'm completely convinced about this thing and that thing, and I've got all of these questions, and yet they see their parents, they see their loved ones, they see other people who are on this way, and they're being sustained and helped, and they're going on. My friends, be very careful. Time is very short for us. And what you will find very often, this way is a short way. You see, the thief on the cross found it to be so, and many other people have found it. They stepped out of self to Jesus Christ, and as they have passed in a very brief space of time to glory, to heaven. For them, that highway was very short. They arrived so quickly to their destination. And who can tell how long you have? Who can tell? But it's the way that weak, weary, and dying sinners need. And they need to be on. And also, it is a freeway. There's no toll bridge on this. I used to get, as if you know me, I don't really like to pay for, pay for anything. But I don't like to pay for parking. I don't like to pay for when you get to a bridge and so on. And so you find maybe the very long way. You pay for it in the use of your fuel. But I don't like to pay. But my friends, this is the freeway. No toll highways. No fees. No conditions. All is free. Whosoever will, the scripture says, may enter on it, pass along it, and reach the home of the saints by it. It's a public way. It's the king's highway. The lords and important people may walk, as well as the low-class people. The common people can pass it. Poor people, and as well as the kings. The outcasts. The rejected people, the many wicked people with bad backgrounds, they can go on to it as people who have been very upright, who've grown up maybe in a Christian home, who haven't experienced many things of this world, people who are well-behaved and people who are charitable and kind and moral people. They need to be on it too, or else they'll be lost. And you won't be asked if you've been good enough or behaved well enough. That's not required, because all who are there, they are sinners. Whosoever will may come and travel without being stopped to the heavenly home. It is also, the Lord Jesus Christ referred to himself as the living way. It gives life. It increases life. It ensures life. It brings you to everlasting life. Death never sets his foot on this highway. It raises people who were dead in trespasses and sins and raises them to life. Have you been brought into this way? If you've been brought into this way, then the scripture says we've been brought into the newness of life. And also it gets better, because the end of it is heaven itself. But my friends, it is the only way. It is the only way. By this, anyone can get to eternal glory, but there is no other way. By this way, the greatest number of the greatest sinners may escape from the wrath to come, but by no other way can anyone reach the promised land, reach heaven. Oh, that it will be packed with so many perishing sinners. Or that people would go to it, would turn to Jesus Christ, hurrying up from earth to heaven. But no, many people would not accept it. They would say, no, and they set certain things, certain issues that they have, whatever it is, the stumbling block. But whatever it is, my dear friends, if it is going to stop you to get to Jesus Christ, it is wrong. It is evil. It is false. It's damaging to your soul. So don't hold on to anything that is stopping you. And say to the Lord Jesus in prayer, say, this thing is stopping me. Put it to one side and run to him. That's where you need to be. Set thine heart toward the highway. Oh, that your heart would be set on Jesus, the one who is God and man in one person, the only savior from sin, the only forgiver of your soul, the only life giver. Is your heart set on him? Are you living for him? Praying because of him? Living because of him? These sinful Jews had received good news that day, that there is a way of escape, and it is the King's highway. And we are given a good news. There is a way of escape, and there's a heavenly highway, Jesus Christ. Now let me finish with this. There is this command to set your hearts. This command. Set thine heart. Again, verse 21. Set thine heart toward the highway. Friends, is this you this morning? Is God talking to someone whose heart is not set on Jesus Christ? And maybe this morning you have come here and all kinds of thoughts rushing through your mind. You're thinking about this person, that person, who, this person, what did they think of me? And various things that comes into your mind. Maybe think about the worries of tomorrow. This is something you have to do. I've had these thoughts myself. That's why I'm saying these things. These things come into my mind. But I have to say again and again to myself, my heart must be set on the Lord Jesus. I'm setting my heart because he is the one who I need today. I need to feed from him as I preach to you. I need to myself set my heart on the Lord Jesus Christ. Is God talking to someone? You're drifting away, maybe. You're drifting away on the wreck and the rubbish of this world. And you're holding on to your shallow ideas and material things. And you're holding on to passing friends. And people say, oh, well, come this way, come this way. Pressures of the world and people. You're drifting away, maybe filling your mind and heart with the world's songs and rhythms and the images on your screens. What will you have at the end? What will you have? All of these things will vanish away. You see, that road that you are in, it will not end well. It will end in destruction if you are not on the highway of Jesus Christ. So what should you do this morning? You should humble yourself. You should get off at the stop. Today, every service is a stop for you. Stop here. If you are going in the wrong way, stop. And turn your heart to the highway, to the Lord Jesus Christ. Or maybe you are seeking him and you're praying and you know in your heart that the Bible is true and God's way is right. And Jesus Christ is calling you to continue and following him. And so do you need this exhortation? Or are you on this road? Don't try any side roads. Don't try any kind of bypaths. It doesn't lead you in the right way. Any kind of side roads. Easy ways out. Don't try to think that the way will be through something that you do. Some sort of ceremonies. Some ceremonies that you go through or some church ceremonies that you attend. But come to Jesus Christ at once. Go on Christ alone. Remember that it's his substitutionary work that you need. What does that mean? That you need to depend only on what he did instead of a sinner like you by dying on the cross. So when we say substitutionary, it means as your substitute, as my substitute, to experience the God's wrath due to our sins. So set your heart, direct your eyes, fix your eyes to this highway. Let your heart move in the direction of Jesus. Be sure that you enter it. Be sure that you persevere in Jesus Christ. Don't let anything or anyone offend you and stop you from that. Think of your future. Think often of the glorious end to which it leads. The end of that highway is heaven, is sinlessness. So this morning you have come through the week filled with all kinds of guilt and all kinds of things that is heavy on your heart. You think as a Christian, if you're a Christian this morning, you think there's a day coming, all of these things will be done away with. All of these tears, all of these pains, all of these limitations that I'm experiencing, this old age or whatever it is, my foolish young age, it will be dealt with one day, dear friends. There is an end to the highway. It will reach to heaven. Don't imagine that you are in the way when you are not in it. Don't fool yourself and say, well, I just believe. I have believed. But my friends, remember that the devils believe as well. Satan believes in God. But there's been no change, no salvation. They've not been born again. And so if there is no genuine fruit of salvation that remains, not something that happened years and years ago, but nothing has happened. You have to say, well, it was stillborn. There's been no life afterwards. So the scripture and the Lord Jesus again and again warns and says, don't be deceived. Don't be deceived by a dream, by your imagination. Be sure of it. In the way, then you are safe. But out of it, you are lost forever. So I am asking you these questions so that you may think. You may answer them for your own heart. Are you really ready to leave the Babylon of this world? Many people to whom Jeremiah spoke were not willing to leave that old country of Babylon. And they were integrated into it. They were assimilated into it. And therefore, they perished there. Will you start for heaven now? Or will you stay behind and say, well, I'll just carry on as I have been? So for what will you be waiting for? Why should you delay? What will you get if you wait? And so let me say, if you wait, you will be a loser for it, losing your soul and losing everything. But if you are willing to listen to the prophet's advice and God's calling you, set your heart toward the highway. Set your heart toward Jesus Christ. Make up your mind then. Seriously, deliberately, intentionally. Make up your mind. Be determined. Have that resolution to escape from God's eternal wrath, to have salvation, to find a home in the promised land. Oh, the highway of heaven is available. And Jesus is ready. And so he will allow you to take him. That's how humble he is. Instead of rejecting you, he will allow you to take him. So will you be humble enough to get off the highway to hell and go on a turn off, turn around by repentance and take Jesus Christ? Never rest outside of this way. Don't rest in mere desires and say, well, I like it, I want it. Don't rest in something that is vague. That when someone says, well, what is the gospel? How have you been converted? Has there been a real work done? Well, I hope so. Don't rest in just that. But make sure that you are a true Christian by admitting your sins to God, not to me, not to somebody else, and getting forgiveness from him, not from me or someone else. And the entrance, the scripture says, is straight and narrow. What does that mean? You must strip. Have you ever been through a scanner when you are going on a flight or something like that? Well, if I have experienced it once that they had to say, take off most of your clothes. That was when they thought I had something. And but you have to take off all these other bags and baggage that you carry with you. You go to God as a naked sinner. And that's the hardest thing, I think, to give up everything so that you have Jesus Christ. And when you have Jesus Christ, then you have everything, dear friends. You need nothing else. The way is narrow, yes, but it is wide enough for you. Greater sinners than you have traveled in this way and gone singing from earth to heaven. So do you think you are bad? Do you think your unbelief is so great? Then I could say, well, worse sinners, worse unbelievers than you have entered through this straight and narrow gate and walked along that narrow way. The grace that gave them the strength will give you the power too. It is only to repent. Repent. Change your mind. Turn away from sin. Your life that you have been living in sin. Life of rejection of Jesus Christ. Life of going after the world. Turn away from that and believe in Jesus Christ, trusting Him that He died instead of you. Commit yourself to Him. Give up everything else and put them all aside. Copy what the Jews did in the time of Jeroboam. When Jeroboam was a king, they stood against and resisted the temptation. And the scripture says, they set their heart to seek the Lord God of Israel. Friend, there is a way. Praise God. There is a way from earth to heaven. Set your heart upon the highway of Jesus Christ, from sin to holiness, from condemnation to being right in the sight of God, from eternal death to eternal life. The way is Jesus, I've been saying. And to that way, you are welcome. There are other ways that shut you out. But to that way, there is a big sign. Welcome, sinners, welcome. And so, is that the way you are walking in? If you do, then you find peace with God. Then you will find, enjoy communion with God. Then you are escaping dangers and you receive eternal and everlasting life. You will either walk in it or you will not. If you will not, as I've said, and Jesus Christ warned again and again, it's the end of that other way. The broad way that leads to destruction is this. He says in Matthew 7, he says, "Enter ye in at the straight gate, for wide is the gate, and broad is the way that leadeth to destruction. And many there be which go in thereat. But straight is the gate, and narrow is the way which leadeth unto life. And few there be that find it." So Jesus is exhorting you. Jesus is calling us and urges us in His word. He says, strive to enter in at the straight gate. Strive as if in agony, as if eternal life and eternal glory depends on it. Strive, nor leaving off striving, until you are safe through the gate and traveling in the way to eternal glory. Set thine heart toward the highway. We ought to thank God for Jesus Christ. Thank God for the way, that the way is clear. There are not all these different things in the way for us. But thank God that we don't have to hang on to the old way or hold on to some driftwood and to be carried away. But the highway to heaven has been dug up, it's been prepared, it's been leveled by the life and the death and the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. So we are saying, get on it. Set your heart to it and be on it. And there's a welcome sign at the entrance of it. May God bless these few thoughts to us.